All right, guys. You have any more questions that nobody else answered?
Just the same ones over again.
Oh, okay.
No, you can go.
He's just testing me to see
How did they look out there today? We saw a little bit. Looked good?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, got some good live work and happy with what I'm seeing from the team. And, you know, last time I talked to you guys was before we saw the film. So, but the film was good. It's probably, I told the guys, it's never as good as you think and never as bad as you think, too. So there were some really good things there. And the good part is that I like the physical part of the game and how our guys were able to tackle and block, just a fundamental part of football. So, but we can build on that. And then yesterday and today were really good practices for us.
Kalani, how good can this team be?
Yeah, we have a lot of work to go. I mean, it's just not – I'm not going to make any statements how good we can be. We just show it on the field and let people find out for themselves.
Is Bear leading this race right now? He was the only guy we saw with the first team offense in the media window.
Yeah, I think A-Rod knows where he's going with everything. And I think the key is, like, we settle it on the field, you know. I don't control it. It's the players. If you want to win the spot, it's there for the taking. And so you know, I think our job is to put them in the position where they can win the spot, and that's in every position, including quarterback. And so I think we still have some more time to see who's going to be the best fit for running our offense and who's going to be the best fit for that, you know, for game one, and then we'll go from there. But as soon as we figure it out, we'll let you guys know, and probably the sooner the better.
From your experience, you know, covering or working with quarterback battles, how does he compare to, you know, past true freshmen that have competed in battles that you've experienced before?
Yeah, really good. I mean, I think they all have. You have to be something special with your mindset coming in out of high school, right into the, you know, to college, and then adapting to the offense and understanding it, studying it. He's got. I mean, all the quarterbacks are smart, they're intelligent. He has a good feel for the game. And I think the more he's around the team, the more he and McKay practice and play with the guys on the field, the more comfortable they get, and then the more they don't look like a newcomer.
Even with tough decisions to make, you and the staff seem to stay really, really cool under pressure. Is that a reflection of just surrounding yourself with people that you work really well with and you have confidence in?
Well, I think we just trust the system that we've been in. I mean, I think if you look at me year one and year two compared to now, I'm much older, more gray hair, things like that. But it comes with a little bit of experience of just knowing how to handle camps and how to make adjustments. I think we're in a really good feel right now, good momentum as a staff, and it helps that you're able to keep the whole staff together. So with all the continuity going on and the, I think the foundation being kind of settled, I think we can focus on other things like these guys competing and putting the right guys on the field and having a problem. If you have a problem where there's, you know, 18 guys that deserve to play and you only have 11 spots at a time, then we need to find ways to get the other, you know, the other seven on the field too.
Has there been an update from the NCAA on
No, not yet. If there wasn't, he'd be practicing. So the day you guys walk up here and you see him on the field, and then the decision was made. But he's out here doing as much as he can, and we're just kind of in limbo until we hear from them.
Besides quarterback, what other positions do you want to get some clarity on in these kind of dog days of camp?
I think we have an idea of what we're going with. I think we can rotate a lot of different guys at different spots. This quarterback's the one that you have a hard time rotating through, you know. It's probably one that you don't want to deal with it as far as touching the ball that many times. The same thing like a center. So the ones that touch the ball every play, you probably want to have as consistent as possible. And that's what we're looking forward to. I think getting as many guys as we can to be able to start is going to be – that's the goal that we want to do, and then decide on how we want to use 11 at different times.
You say you got a lot of work to do, but do you feel like your team's on track at this point in camp?
Just hard to say. You know, we're still a couple weeks and some days away, so 2.5 weeks away from everything. I feel good about where we're headed and the progress we've made in the last, you know, especially over the weekend since Saturday, and to have the guys be able to be physical even today after over 100 plays on Saturday, that's a good sign. And the guys are all bought in. Right now I need to get them away from football for a little bit, and we just go, you know, and just to build some connection together and some camaraderie with each other, and then be back and be ready to roll when we get back Thursday.
After Saturday, what are like the biggest adjustments that you
That's
want
like to
see?
The worst angle for me, by the
sorry,
way.
Sorry, sorry.
I'm joking.
No. Okay.
Like right back
okay,
here would be good.
I'm going to get a better angle, don't worry.
Say that again.
After Saturday, what are the biggest adjustments that you want to see this week or wanted to see today?
Well, we saw them. I think Saturday,
were they?
I think the main issue was the pre pre-snap issues. Like I think A-Rod mentioned that we were kind of weren't set, and so we got a few illegal formations, and so when you look at it, it was two false starts. It was three illegal formations that we need to fix. Guys not being on the line, and then or guys were fidgeting and not set. So illegal formation or illegal shift, and then we had two holdings. And so that's in 100 plays. That's not bad, but it's like, and for a first scrimmage, that's pretty good. Defensively, we had a few missed tackles, probably more than what we would want. And but we had two defensive penalties, one holding, and one PI. And so, play man coverage, you got to be able to use your feet and not your hands. And we're still working on that. So overall, though, the team did a great job with everything the entire weekend on Saturday, and seeing the film, I was really, really impressed with it all.
I asked you about Bear, but where do you see McCann his best when he's operating with the first team? Like, where does he shine most?
Yeah, I think A-Rod does a great job at calling plays that they're suited to their strengths. But there's things that we need to do that are strength for us on the football team. Chase Roberts being one of them, and Carson Ryan, and others that are, you know, L.J. Martin. So it's a matter of how do we attack defense, and who do we want to give the ball to? Who do we want to highlight in certain areas, and what the defense has given us? So I think having A-Rod be able to do that with McKay, and then do that with Bear, is going to be the key. And then what you want to do is get to the point where you're building the game plan on your starter, and then you have a game plan for the backup just in case, and even third string if it goes there. So in the past, since camp started, we've had to balance all that out with three. It's really difficult to do, and that's why we made the move to kind of head towards this way and see how far this competition goes. And then we see how far this goes, and once we know and have a good feel about it, and once they've established themselves and whoever wins the spot gets it, then away we go.
You said get away from football. Do you have an activity plan?
Yeah, we're going to a team camp. We're going to go hang out and then do some team bonding stuff. So it'd be good. We did that last year, too.
River rafting?
No, not in that. If there's a lazy river, we would do that. But, like, you know, I think it's just there's a lot of really cool things that you can do that will build the team, you know, connect them together and then make football, although football's part of it, just everything's been about football now, so we can just take a break from it. And looked at it, and most of the fights happen around practices 10 to 13, so let's go camping during that time.
I think
we want to start working on our preparation for our first opponent at the latest a week and a half before the game. Best to do it maybe 2 weeks before the game.
In terms of leadership, Isaiah Glasker and Jack Kelly were obviously tremendous for you last year. What are you looking for them in terms of progression and leadership?
What they've done already, I mean, them lead the way, and when you're a guy that's started a lot of games here and people are giving you all these honors and accolades and things like that, they're leading the way with the live work. So they're out there tackling and hitting and doing all the drills, playing all the special teams. So it helps that you're top players are doing that. Chase Roberts does it on the other side. Carson Ryan does that too. So like the guys are all bought into the team first, and it helps when your best players are doing that.
In terms of potential, how good can Isaiah Glasker and Jack Kelly be, maybe in terms of the great linebackers that play here at BYU?
Yeah, we'll find out. I mean, I'm not going to put any pressure on them. I think they're ready to do what they did last year and maybe build on it. And it helps understanding the scheme a lot more. They're way more in tune with what Jay wants from them, what I expect from them, what their position coaches, Justin Enna and Chad and those guys expect from them. And I think it's just a matter of just time. We get there, let's get to the games, and then they make the statements themselves.